We sang every song that Javi knew. Freedom is just another word for nothing left.
Ah, you know, usually on the last segment I do my thoughts, but we're going to break the rules here because she's back. Hanging out with us. So I hope you don't mind. And this will be way better than hearing me blabber on. We got Senator Chris Dassler Alfheim. Easy for me to say. We were talking about Judge Crawford and that race. There's other ones that are important too. Mm-hmm. And call me crazy, but I don't think we should have someone who champions sending a bunch of taxpayer dollars to private schools in charge of our public schools.
Yeah.
That wouldn't make a ton of sense, would it?
Yeah, I think that's a big issue. That it's interesting. This is a lack of understanding that's going on.
Huge.
In the public. And yeah. I think when we talk about it, we tend to use these big swings. And I would like to break it down.
Please. Right?
So I agree with you 100%. Whoever is in charge of our public schools should be a believer in public schools.
Yes.
That's their number one job, is to protect, and this is 80%+ of the children in our state. They are in the hands of this person. Yeah. So when you talk about the voucher system, whether we are for it or against it, I want to break it down into a little simpler information. In the voucher situation, which again is 10-15% of our kids,
yeah,
if you have a child who has special needs and they go to a private school receiving vouchers, they are reimbursed at 90% for the care and education of that child. 90%. If, under the current system, you have a child with special needs in the public school system, which is now, that means 80% of the kids with special ed needs, if they are in the public school situation, they're only reimbursed at 30%. Now, just stop right there. In what world do we decide that one child is worth a 90% reimbursement and another child is only worth a 30% reimbursement?
That's not the same.
That's not right.
Yeah.
That's bad math.
That's right.
Keep in mind, 80% of the kids are on the side that's only getting 30%. And keep in mind, special ed is IEP programs.
Yeah.
It's not these are people with autism. These are people with health issues. These are people with all kinds of issues. This is a big swath.
These are
of
people
kids
that have ADHD that are just learning how to read.
And by the way, the private schools, which are receiving the vouchers, they may take someone with special education needs in, but by the fourth Friday of the month, if they choose they can't handle that person, they have a right to send that kid back to public school. But wait, they don't have to send back the 90% reimbursement rate. So now the public school is now taking a child that has extra needs, and they're not getting the dollars to do it.
Right.
Is that good math or bad math? That's bad math.
That's bad math.
And then you have the basic math. So in the public schools, for every child, and this is worked out on an average, the average child in public school is reimbursed at approximately, I'm going to go with $12,000. That's not a perfect number, but $12,000. But if your kid is in the private school, the public school system has to reimburse the private school at about $13,800 or $1,800 more. Again, in what world is one kid valued higher than the other?
Yeah, it's terrible.
That's wrong. Now, those are the individual issues. Now extrapolate that over the entire state of Wisconsin. The entire state of Wisconsin, we are now talking about a lot of money that is being funneled away and has been continually funneling away from taking care of 80% of our children so that we can take care of 10-15% of our children at a higher rate than the rest. If you do not hear a problem with that,
right?
We need to have more conversation.
Right.
Because again, I think it's understanding. This is not about private school. I don't have a problem with anyone that wants to attend a private school.
Correct.
Your parents, you have a right to do that. I have a problem as a resident of Wisconsin, a taxpaying resident of Wisconsin, with the fact that some kids are worth more in this society than others.
Yep.
And those kids and those entities do not have the transparency. They do not have the accountability.
Right.
They do not have the 100-page rule book of what must be provided to those kids. It is more expensive to teach in public school than private because we have mandates that make it so.
Mm-hmm.
We have no option. It is our legal job to provide the education for every child in the state of Wisconsin.
Well, and it's frustrating for me to see, you know, we drive past these Taj Mahal buildings that are these public or these private schools that are getting public funds. And then you go to the ballot box every third year and have to vote on a referendum because the public school districts are starving.
Right.
Because they have to keep, because they're losing all of this money and it's not their own fault.
No. When I was a kid, I actually went to private school through fourth grade.
Okay.
And a new public school was built about 2 miles from where we lived. And so we transferred into the public school.
Hmm.
And it was outstanding because there were computers. There's new stuff,
yeah.
Right? There are shiny new things. And as a student, I responded to that. That's a valid issue because, again, if we have excess funding, we have funding going to the private schools that have never had that before at millions and millions of dollars, they're getting to improve all of their stuff. Meanwhile, our public schools are starving to death.
Right.
So it is not a matter of whether you think Jill Underlier is perfect or not.
Right.
There is no such thing.
No.
I think in today's day, everybody's got some warts on them because it is a difficult thing to do. But philosophically, you either believe in the public's job is to take care of the public education system and our job, and fiscally and society-wise, it is to generate healthy children into society.
Yeah.
That's a job. That's our job. Or you believe in taxpayer dollars going to a small percentage of people in the private school system at an unhealthy, bad math situation.
Yeah.
You either believe in that or you don't. And whoever is in charge of our public school administration sure as hell better believe in the public school education model and keeping the dollars and taking care of those kids that we are obligated to do. That becomes a very clear answer to me.
What do people have to do
on
Tuesday?
Vote! Vote!
What's at stake?
Everything. If you think it does not impact you, I assure you it does. If we do not help our kids get the education they need, that will impact you down the line. It is the smart fiscal thing to do to educate our children, period. That matters to you.
Mm-hmm.
The Supreme Court matters to you. If it doesn't, if you think it's not touching you, it is and it will. We have to do the right thing for the state of Wisconsin, which is get things moving forward once again. And I think there's some clear choices.
If you want your voice to be heard, you have to vote. And there is a very clear choice.
Amen to that.
Susan Crawford, Jill Underlier. And we're here. Senator Chris Dastler-Alfheim. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Get out there and vote. And we'll see you next week here on the Rational Revolution.
Must a man look up before he can see the sky? Yes, and how many ears must one man have?